GMI News Talk 790, Morning News Extra.
Well, since its beginning, Syria has the civil war in Syria has been just a confusion of allies and enemies, and that includes the people that we've been allied with. And now we've promised Turkey that we'll withdraw our troops from that support role with Kurds in the north of Syria. Turkey expected to invade, and the president under lots of criticism from both sides of the aisle over this decision. Joining us with more on all this is CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Joe. Good morning to you.
Good to have you. And we're withdrawing. We're leaving one of our allies hanging in favor of another of our allies. Can you break this down for us a little bit?
Well, I tried to, but you're right, Joe. There's many ways. It's like three-dimensional chess. The Syrian Democratic Forces, the Kurds, if you will, in particularly northern and northeastern Syria, have been the best ally of the United States in the war against ISIS. But their 60,000 troops were most of the ground forces that defeated ISIS, particularly on Syrian soil, and they suffered somewhere in excess of 11,000 casualties during the fighting around Raqqa and elsewhere. The Turks obviously view these particular Kurds as terrorists, allied with the PKK, the Kurdish Workers Party, in Turkey that has had an ongoing simmering civil war with Ankara for many, many years. And in this call on Sunday evening, President Erdogan indicated his strong desire to move against these Kurds in northern Syria, create a buffer zone between Turkey and those particular Kurds, and also expel upwards of 1 million Syrian refugees on Turkish territory. President Trump had agreed to that and said, fine, that's what we'll move our forces out, because U.S. forces in that area, only 50 to 150, were really a tripwire that the Turks knew if they moved in that area, they would encounter U.S. forces, could require the United States to bring in air support. We might have people getting killed and injured. And that served as a deterrent from the Turks actually conducting that kind of an operation. But as you rightfully point out, as the president announced our withdrawal, that gives the Turks a green light to come against those Kurds who fought for us for so many years. And many of them now are describing that as a stab in the back by the United States, which further, I would argue, damages U.S. credibility around the world.
And these Kurds hold thousands of ISIS fighters currently, do they not?
Exactly. They hold upwards of 70,000 ISIS people. That includes family as well as fighters. Maybe 10,000 or more of those are ISIS fighters, 2,000 foreign fighters. And there's a very good possibility that a lot of the camps that these people are now detained in are not in the area physically where the Turks are going to intervene. There's a high likelihood that if there's a major onslaught by the Turks, that the Kurds would then take those forces that are securing those camps and rush them to the front. Now, there has been some suggestion by President Trump that perhaps the Turks would take control of these particular camps. That seems pretty unlikely to me, as A, they're not in the geographic area, and B, the Turks don't seem to be terribly prepared to do that. So in this particular ensuing chaos that could occur, we could see those particular ISIS fighters slip away, escape, and a resurgence of ISIS in the region. Despite what the administration has said publicly, that they've defeated the caliphate 100%, the experts I talked to and senior military officials in the Pentagon have quietly suggested ISIS is in some degree resurging. We see hit-and-run attacks by ISIS fighters in Syria and also Iraq, and some effort by ISIS to reconstruct its networks and also its financial underpinning.
A messy situation gets even messier by the day. Military consultant Jeff McCausland with us this morning. Thanks so much, Jeff.
My pleasure.